Okay, so we are recording now, and for starters, will you state your name and your title or involvement?
My name is Jerry Carroll, and I am a volunteer for the American Red Cross.
Now, Jerry, there's a new kind of program, the Vial of Life. Why don't you start out by explaining a little bit about just what this is?
Well, Vial of Life is nothing more than a tool that's used to help ambulance and fire personnel, any kind of emergency personnel, to be able to give the proper service that they need to give to people when they're encountering an emergency or an accident or something like that.
And will you talk to me a little bit about the specifics of what somebody who's using this tool, a person in their home, would I guess, how it works, what they do with this?
Okay, first of all, we make arrangements with the local emergency personnel, such as the fire department and the ambulance district, in order to be able to keep them aware that the vial, what it does and how it works for them. Then what we do is we take a vial, which is nothing more than a piece of PVC pipe that has Velcro on it and capped on both ends. And we have that with paperwork that's within the vial containing vital information about each family member. That'll be placed in the refrigerator in the upper right-hand corner of the refrigerator off the shelf. And the purpose behind that is to make it so it doesn't take up valuable shelf space and it doesn't get hidden in the back. It's also easy for the emergency personnel to find in a second's notice. Then there's a tag that goes on the most accessible door to emergency personnel. And that way, when they see that, they know they can go right there, right to the refrigerator, get the Vial of Life, and take it right out of the house with them. This gives them information that they can use, such as, what is your normal blood pressure? What kind of medications are you taking? What kind of allergies do you have, et cetera, et cetera. And that's placed in there intentionally so that they can get all the information they need, and there's information that's present there both for the emergency personnel and for the hospital.
All right, and you mentioned that this is something that's been started in Randolph and Sheridan counties, and I'm guessing you have hopes to expand it?
Yes, there. You know, once it catches on, we would like to expand it throughout the Heart of Missouri chapter first of the American Red Cross, which covers 21 counties. And then if it would catch on from there, we'd like to expand it further yet.
And where did this idea come from?
It's kind of my brainchild. Many, many years ago, the Boy Scouts put out a Vial of Life, which was nothing more than just a handful of little bit of information that was put in medicine bottles and put in their refrigerator. I know now that that's not nearly enough information. So we went to the ambulance district, we went to the fire department, and we went to the hospital and asked them what kind of information they needed in order for this to be vital for them. We compiled it all together, and hence, we have now the Vial of Life.
And I'm sorry, about when did this start? When did you start this program?
About a year and a half ago.
All right. Well, Jerry, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Just hope that everybody understands that, you know, if there's an emergency in the home and there's a lot of people that understand that they have information at the tip of their tongue, to be able to give those fire department people or the rescue people. The problem is that when you have a major event that happens at your home, you go into shock, a certain amount of shock, and no matter how much you know about those people, you'll suddenly draw a blank. And the nice thing about a Vial of Life, it never draws a blank. It always has the full, complete information. So it's a necessity no matter what.